Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and you don't
Murder Master Music Show. It's the 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 Murder Master Music Show.
Here we are, episode 325, Murder Master Music Show. And it's just, this one's all about the underground. Well, everyone's about the underground, you know what I'm saying? It's not like we're new to this. We're almost 5 years into this. We're as underground as you can get. Our audio quality is 325. Pure shit. Our audio quality is pure shit. You know why? Because we don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? When I started with Murder Dog, I went to that motherfucker right after it was a newspaper. You know what I'm saying? We're all about the underground here, man. And this is what it is. We got nothing but good dope fucking shit coming through these goddamn fucking speakers every week. You know what I'm saying? Tonight we got a great show. We got, you know what I'm saying, the homie DJ Skywalker. You know what I'm saying? We got Detroit Unplugged Radio, which is another radio outlet which is doing great things for the underground. We're going to bring them on during the second half of the show. And we got the homie Chris Bondi, who did this underground cipher. It's called Underground Takeover. It has a bunch of people on there, including the artist of the month over at UGSForLife.com, the Super Smash Bros. No, I'm not talking about no Super Mario or no Nintendo shit. I'm talking about some dudes spitting some rhymes. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring on our first guest tonight, DJ Skywalker. You know what I'm saying? I'm also going to bring on the homie Brandon. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, DJ Skywalker? What's going on with you, homie?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all doing good?
Man,
I appreciate everything, man. I'm coming at you live and direct. Got to send much love to my homie Prez and Mac J over there.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that sounds good, man. I appreciate the love and support, man. We're just trying to build on supporting the underground and, you know, that mainstream whack. And we just got to support the underground. I believe that we have a team, an elite team, that we're definitely going to bust the bubble.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all, you know, the underground, it's something you're not new to. You've been on the scene for a long time. You know, say since the 90s. You know, tell everybody what you've actually been doing. How did you get in the rap music industry?
Oh, man. Right now I'm standing outside straight up Houston, Texas, on the south side of Houston, Texas, man. So you already know what the South Side of Houston, Texas has done, not for the rap world, but you know, for the world. You know, I've seen it all. You know, I've been here the whole time. You know, I've been here through the Screw era. You know, the SPC's been holding it down. The Ghetto Boys, you know, Nip, Big Mike. Remember Big Mike back in the day? You know, we've seen all that stuff. UGK, you know, UGK hit real hard down here. But man, I started getting into it probably late '80s. You know, back when LL Cool J and Run DMC and Young MC and Cool Moe Dee and but probably my first big take, man, when I really was like, damn, was when my homeboy, this was fifth grade, threw in Eazy-E, Eazy Does It. Played that tape, it was over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was just a little guy, man. I was just, what, 8, 9 years old. And when I heard that, I said, man, I definitely got to do something. You know, I wasn't even, you know what I'm saying? I could barely read and write back in those days. But I knew I wanted to be in the rap game. You know?
Yeah. You were inspired to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. What I seen Eazy, you know, Pac came later, you know, Tupac came later, but when I first heard Eazy and NWA, man, it just completely split my mind, man. And I was trying to get my mom to buy me these old school tapes, you know, when we would go to Kmart and Target, you know, to go grocery shopping, I'm trying to tell my mom, hey, you know, I want this new Eazy tape, but she wasn't trying to hear it, you know. She was, I grew up on Led Zeppelin and Foghat and, you know, all those classic rock bands. So she wasn't trying to hear that stuff. So, but eventually I got my hands on some old Ice Cube and Eazy-E, and I'd take it to my friend's house, and, you know, we would be rapping just like they were, you know, we would be rapping and stuff like that. So it all came back. That's 20 something years ago, 30 years. That was 30 years ago.
That's crazy, because here we are, 2016, and we're talking about, you know, the elements and the foundation of hip-hop.
Yep.
And look at how sad and pathetic the rap game is. Not the underground.
Oh, man.
Some of these fuckers in the underground, because there's a lot of these brigade rappers who aspire to be like the mainstream or the lamestream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the game, I look at it from a fan's perspective, and I'm thinking, man, all the shit that these dudes built up, the Eshams, the K-Renos, the Nips, the Cool G Raps, all these motherfuckers built these pillars in hip-hop, and these new mumble rap motherfuckers are just tearing that shit down, man. From someone who's part of hip-hop himself, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, well, you know what? On that note, I blame the executive producers. I blame the producers, but also blame the consumers. You know, if we just completely, if we got everybody on the same boat and was like, yo, don't buy those CDs. I'm not even going to say any of their names, you know, but you know what I'm talking about. The mumble rap, you know, if nobody bought it, they couldn't sell it. So
yeah.
I don't support it. You know, I see these dudes dressing up like girls.
That right there.
And, you know, in tight jeans. Man, that ain't hip-hop, man. That ain't rap music. So I blame the executives, but you know what? I blame the radio stations too. You know,
man.
There's a couple of radio stations here in town, and they play the same music all day long, 20 times a day, and they weren't showing no love to K-Reno. K-Reno was the greatest that's ever done it, and they weren't playing his new album. You know what's up with that?
Yeah, it's even, you got to look at it too. The Houston Press did a great story on him. Everybody in the city of Houston knows that this band just released 7 albums. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It should be covered by all media outlets, man. It should be covered by all media outlets, but they're not. And I hope K goes for that Guinness record, because, you know, currently the Guinness record title is 4 albums on one day. So he's obviously got that beat. So I hope he gets it and he puts it right in the face of the fucking mainstream and all the people that he support, because it's disgusting, you know. But what about, you know, you speak of K-Reno, You know, but what about, I know you're into horrorcore, just like a lot of us. What about the horrorcore side of things? What's your background like?
The horrorcore status on that, you know, I was jamming. This was back in when I first heard Esham, probably 95. And I had heard Gangsta Nip year, you know, 92, 91, 92. But, you know, Esham, in my eyes, a different type of music than Gangsta Nip's music. So I heard it.
Right.
You know, I heard Esham before I even heard ICP.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know who ICP was at that time. You know, so I always give Esham credit on that because, you know, seeing that closed casket CD in the stores,
that's my favorite Esham album, I think.
You know, it's like
Fetus or Flowers. There's a few of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a friend of mine came over and he like, man, you got to jam this. And you know, back in those days, we were jamming Dre Day, you know, and Snoop.
Yeah.
Back in those days, he's like, man, you got to jam this. And it was that Nodded, Do You Believe in God? And I was like, okay. So we're sitting around, you know, rolling something up, and he threw that in. And from that day all the way till now, I said, I was just blown away with the production, with the lyricism, the delivery, the different styles. And from that day forward, man, I've always been supportive of Nodded.
Yeah, they definitely tread on different territory. You know, same with Esham. I mean, this dude rapped on the Happy Days beat, for crying out loud. You know what I'm saying? His experimentation is limitless. Guys like that, you know, they're lacking in the game. I mean, it's crazy that they don't get the attention that they deserve when these other dudes get all the attention in the world. But it's nuts. I guess what we got to do is just take it over again from the underground. That's about the only option we have at this point. But one thing I want to touch on, you are right. Esham and Nip, you can't really compare the two because acid rap and horrorcore are kind of two different things in my eyes. I'm saying horrorcore is chop them up, eat them up, you know, get rid of the body parts and eat the fingers and all that good shit. And acid rap is basically a rap hallucinogen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really listen to acid rap, like back in the day, and you were like a fucking hooligan like myself, chances are you dropped some fucking acid while listening to Esham or Nodded's tape. And chances are you really got to experience some crazy shit. It's just like sipping lean listening to DJ Screw, you know? But it's two different things is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I always hear that. You know, who created the wicked shit? And a lot of people say Esham, a lot of people say Nip. I say let them have credit where credit is due, man. They both created the style. They're both great.
Yeah,
you know, let them do their thing, you know?
That's what I thought was important about them doing that record together and then doing that show together. Like,
who cares?
You know what I mean? Like, who cares who gets the credit for it? Like, as long as they're both looked at as legends and they're willing to work together, who cares, man? I thought that was just great for the scene. You know what
Hell
I mean? To have both of them because, like, I mean, I don't think they're the same kind of rappers. You know what I mean? I think they have different styles. So if I give acid rap to Esham, horrorcore to Nip, and you know them working together and doing that show together, I just thought, man, that was one of the coolest things I've seen for the underground in general, man, and I hope more things like that can happen in the future.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we encourage that shit, man. We want to see that
Most
happen.
Definitely.
You know, I tried,
Most definitely.
You know, when the Esham and Nip show was going on, you know what I'm saying, I actually tried to get Lynch involved, too. You know what I'm saying, had like a trilogy of terror, you know what I mean? Everybody wants
to
see that
cool.
happen. I think them three dudes do a fucking pee together or something. Or, you know, because there's money, you got to think about the money to be made on something like that. People want to see that shit happen. Like when Spice and MC8 did an album together, people were wanting that to happen. Yeah. You know, a Kool G Rap and you know, Saigon or something like that. You know, people want to see these collaborations. You know,
and I think that's what's going to help bring it back. Because, like, growing up, like, these artists meant something to us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I was talking to somebody, like, you know, God bless his soul, but say, like, if Pac was alive and I got to meet him, I would tell him, like, man, do you know what you did to me? You know what I mean? Like, you know what you meant to me? Like, but these guys I see now, that, you know, like, everybody's seen that top 10 list that just came out. Those people, you're going to tell me those people are going to be here 15 years from now? Like, those people mean something? No, they don't. You know what I mean? Sure. Like Yachty and all them people, they don't mean nothing to people. Like, that's just, they're here for the day. Like, so I think that's what's going to bring it back is, you know, Esham and Nip, I think that set a great example. And you see it happening. Like, you see people in the underground that you hope would work together. Like, you know, I think we'll start to see more collaborations and more shows, and I think that's what's going to bring it back. People are going to be like, wow, like, those two work together? You know what I mean? That's happened a lot, you know, even with the Killjoys Club. You know what I mean? Like, that's a good book.
Well, I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I wish you guys would have been there.
Yeah, that would have been dope. That definitely would have been dope.
The energy in that building was unreal, you know, during that show.
I saw, like, the whole SPC. It looked like the whole SPC showed up in there. I saw some pictures of it. Wow.
It's so funny, Fred, because I'm sitting there jamming Esham. Well, you know, Mastermind did his set, and he just you already know, and he did his thing. Mastermind did his thing. One of my favorite artists of all time, and I told him that too, and I'm sitting there watching the Esham set. Gank the Nip has already performed, and of course he just destroyed the stage, and so I'm sitting there in my mind thinking. And I'm watching an Esham show, and I'm standing right next to K. Reno. And the energy, man, I'm telling you, which
you're
is
watching
which an
Esham show standing next to K. Reno. That's crazy.
Standing right next to K. Reno. And he's telling me, he's like, hey, turn up the volume, like, you know, turn up the mics, because the mics were kind of low, you know, the place was wasn't that big, you know, but the sound engineer that was running the sound, we really didn't have any control over that. So he was like, turn up the mic. And it's hard to tell K. Reno, you know, I can't do that, player, you know, but I was just, you know, it was just crazy, man. But it was just crazy watching the Esham show standing next to K. Reno, man. It completely blew my mind.
I'll tell you what, man, monumental. To see something like that happen.
I was just gonna say
real quick. We're gonna take a break real quick, and then we're gonna come back. I want to talk a little bit more about your history, but before we do, what were you gonna say, Brandon? I didn't mean to cut you off, man.
Oh no, I was just adding in about what he said about standing next to K. Reno. I said, man, that's a Hall of Fame moment, man. Like, you know, that's a once in a lifetime thing. He'll never forget that. Like, that's something you can't even.
No, I'll never forget that night. Is that that boy Brandon?
Yeah, it's me, man. What's up?
Oh, what's up, Brandon? Man, you doing good?
Hell yeah, man.
Hell
great
yeah,
man. It's great. I'm honored to be on the show with you.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Much love, man. I told Reno a couple years ago, man.
Folks,
go ahead.
No, it's just good to connect with people like yourselves because, you know, we can literally, with all of our connections, we can help connect this shit together and really make it happen.
Man, I'm with it.
You know, and definitely. But we got this track. You sent me one of the tracks. It's a throwback. I believe it's by Iconic, man. Tell me about this one.
Throwback, man. By a homie. I've been managing him for maybe 2 years now. I met him here in Houston, and he's like 20 years old. He's from Houston. He just moved back to Indiana, and the dude is majorly talented and Iconic. That's my boy right there.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. This is a throwback by Iconic. We'll be right back with DJ Skywalker. And then stay tuned. We got Detroit Unplugged Radio in the building. Also Chris Bondi with the Underground Takeover Cypher. Don't go nowhere. Murder Master Music Show, UGSforLife.com.
Yeah, UGS for life, you business.
It's a little throwback. It's iconic. They say your brain ain't working.
No,
them lames ain't worth it. You sustain and worth this. Will you be stained like surface? Well, I'm attaining and perfect, and I remain with verses.
Yeah.
Just keep blaming persons because them lames diverting. See, I made a change and it will fade away. And from day to day, I'm spitting fatal things. Make a break, go build and tumble. I'ma feel the hustle till the fit of structure.
Yeah.
Smash with the axe that leaving ghost. I got the most of you probable. Attack the vicious, they be taxing this shit like a rapmatician. I'm solving them.
Woo.
Let me know the truth, the wit, and I'm so hung, I'm noosing it. Misplacing, so you losing it. This rap game, you so new to it. Do your bitch like I'm used to it. And Houston is where I reside. Idolize when I'm riding by and I try to die. Couldn't find a time. Revitalize when I try to grind and these girlies wanna try my mind. Finalize when I'm finalized and I'm finalized to rely on rhymes. My flows are foreign, no chorus. And she adores me foreign. And I'm euphoric like a scoring. When it begins soaring, you came up from a nut to a seed. You ain't not anything, I ain't some funny things. You ain't nothing to me. You the dust from the breeze. When I rough, see your spleen. We discussing the scene. So sharp, I'm cutting and clean. And I'm huffing the steam. I mean, I'm puffing the smoke. I am a prodigy, you're not as hot as me. You'll blow up full of smoke. You think you stop me, I rubber or some of you. I blow up like explode. Playing Monopoly, and I be stopping these beats with no place to go. Let them know there's no equivalent. Blowing cold with this frigid shit. Open holes on my dick visit. Hold the globe like I grip the shit. Overboard and I'm slipping quick. No, no more be Pacific with. Older whores be ridiculous. Oh my lord, she got syphilis, huh? Smash some haters. After the applicator. Ask me later. I match the faded direction, so you have to wait. Snacking, so you have to plate up. Rapping you is half as great as master. The train is after labor, ask my neighbor to pass the plate of mashed potatoes. Is gravy the essentials, that is. With the pistol, I'm a mistress since way back when.
Way back
you can
when.
Listen so suspenseful, so I suspend. And then why pretend when I'm arriving in this ride I'm in. And your girl diving in,
diving
driving
in.
Them from surviving when I go in. And you know that I made a killing. So go ahead and check the box next to the name Dylan, what?
Check it.
Yeah. Yep. Word in the game, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Spitting all these lyrics like a bus tech.
Blap, blap.
Controlling the game like Russ X. Nasra, diamonds with the vision, nigga, what's next?
Okay.
Being with the lean, I'm reluctant. My alias has no need to discussion. So I'ma say fuck it and move on with my life. I send a bullet in when people thought she was a dyke. If I don't get it right, then I'ma hit it twice. And roll the fucking dice, man, with my right hand. And the dude is so nice and admitted that I'm spitting and it's colder than Iceland.
Like,
I ain't
cold.
Trying to see no error, nigga, dies in isolation. Cause I'm probably on some part of nigga, why procrastination? Actually, it was an accident. I had you anticipated, betrayed, but never traded. Why you people keep on waiting?
Why?
The only reason you ate it, cause the dude had to plate it.
Nah,
Optimally,
man.
I'm cop faded, but you know that I debated. And I'm kissing on some twins, didn't know they were related.
Nope.
And I guess I'm seeing double from all this lean that I've been spraying. What's
up?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Episode 325. We got DJ Skywalker. We got Detroit Unplugged Radio coming on real soon. Then we got Chris Bondi with the Underground Takeover Cypher. I'm bringing on my co-host, Mag J, and our first guest, the one and only DJ Skywalker. Man, that was
sick. Yeah, that boy right there flowing, man.
Man, that's on like some new school stuff, you know. We're waiting for Tech. We're waiting for Strange Music to call us on that one. So if you're listening, Tech, I got some talent for you.
Yeah,
dude
yeah,
is major, man. Homie's like 20 years old, man. That's young talent right there. And you know what? It's crazy because he's like asked me like, oh man, Snoop Dogg and Twista and you know Do or Die. He's done all of his research. Dude's like 20 years old, and he's done all of his research,
right,
man. He's a major.
I'm about
hip-hop
to say that's
head.
Almost uncommon for a lot of these young cats. They don't know their history.
Yeah,
man. You know what I'm saying? A lot.
I'm like, what? It's amazing what he knows, because I'm like, man, hold up. You're jamming stuff. You ain't even supposed to be jamming. You weren't even born back in those days. But he knows
right.
all about Ice Cube, Easy, Ice-T, Snoop, you know, all those major guys, man. He knows all about that stuff, man. But I heard that kid spit, and I had to work with him, man. That's my homie Iconic.
Shout out to him for sure. What about yourself? As far as your music, do you do any music yourself?
Oh man, I was probably back in 2000, 2001. I was in a horrorcore group called Ghost Town, right out of Houston, Texas, and we recorded an album called Home of the Sick, and we were doing shows, Twisted, ICP, you know, we were promoting Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, Houston. We had a good buzz, man. We had a good buzz going, but it only lasted for maybe about 4 or 5 years, and I kind of ventured off and did my own thing. I released, recorded an album and released an album. And then I just kind of started seeing, you know, we were doing shows after shows after shows here in Houston. I'm saying 100 shows or something like that, you know, really promoting, getting down here in Houston. And everything was cool. You know, we got a good response and everything. But I kind of started seeing some other people come up in the game, and I just kind of took a step back and wanted some other people to shine. And I said, you know what? I kind of want to start I got into like the producing side and booking the shows and DJing and photography, yeah, and directing. And, you know, I kind of went back and because I was also running a small label at that time called Dark Side Records. It doesn't exist no more, but that was before Another Level Music. So this is 01. This is 01, 02.
Yeah, this is, and this shows
you know,
I am. I'm thinking of 01 like it was yesterday. You know,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
So I've seen
Cross Addicted, and I'm thinking of all these dope albums from 01. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here we are. It's 26, about to be 2017. Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. I just kind of progressed. You know, I kind of progressed from being the rapper, you know, the guy that had the right rhymes in the rap. I just kind of progressed into being the booking and the promoting and the networking and the marketing and the, you know, the guy ordering T-shirts and flyers.
Right? A lot of shows with SBC, I would imagine, being in Houston.
Yeah, I booked a few shows for SBC. I got real good with my homie Justice Alai over there at SBC. He was in a group with Dopey of the Terrorists called 144 Elite, and me and him were hanging out all the time, man. I was hanging out at his house.
Yeah, 144 Elite was that shit, though.
Yeah.
Them boys
man.
Was out, man. Yeah.
Yeah, Dopey. You know, we were doing shows, and I helped book a few K-Reno shows, and, man, hanging out with those guys, and I learned a lot. You know, I learned a lot. I was around. And you just learn a lot from those guys, you know? So I've kind of just soaked it all in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I tell you what, man.
You know,
it's good to know the history that you have in the game because, I mean, you're connected to a lot of folks, you know what I'm saying? Not just, you know what I'm saying, from Houston, but, you know, Iconic and cats in different areas. I mean, Esham. Didn't you help make the Esham show? I mean, didn't you make the Esham show possible, or weren't you one of the guys involved in that?
Yeah, yeah. One of them. I've got a couple other guys that I know that helped make that thing pop. One of my friends and knew Esham, and then another one of my friends knew Nip because he had done that song with Nip, and so that kind of. And that's that actual show was like 6 months in advance planned, you know, so that show took a lot of moving parts, I should say. And but once it went down, man, it was something I'll never forget.
Oh, yeah. Quite an accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? Quite just to even be there, you know, I imagine.
And,
right.
And my boy called me. Oh, sorry about that. But my boy called me. He's like, because I was actually DJing at this bar, and my boy called me. He's like, hey man, you want to DJ for Esham? And I'm like, hold up, man. Let me call you right back because my head just spinned. So he's like, yeah, you know, we're gonna try to get this show together, And he started laying all the details down. I said, man, I didn't know if it was going to happen. Come on, man. I'm picking a DJ for Esham and Mastermind and Gangsta Nip. Come on, man. You know, it's one of those moments like you don't believe it's too good to be true, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. You know, so, he, yeah, we made all the contacts and you know, when it was so funny because I got out of the car and it's crazy. I don't know if y'all ever heard that, but Paul Wall was there.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if y'all heard
that.
Mm. But Paul Wall, remember all the voting and all that, you know, voting president stuff that was going on during that time? Well, Paul Wall had threw, like, you know, he wanted everybody to come up to the Warehouse Live and vote and all that stuff. So I heard Zero was there and Slim Thug. I'm not sure. I didn't see Zero or Slim Thug, but heard they were there. And a couple of friends of mine were like, man, you parked right – because Paul Wall's Cadillac was like two cars away from mine. And so I love Paul Wall. He's one of my favorites, you know. So I was like, man, I wish I would have seen him, you know. But anyway, so I get out of my car, and I'm walking to the backstage area. And Esham's like, what's up, Skywalker? And I didn't have none of my equipment on me. It was all in my car. You know, so
right.
He's like, man, where's your equipment? And I'm like, oh, man, it's in the ride. He's like, oh, man, you better go get it. You know what I'm saying? It was just, I kind of came unprepared, but then I didn't want to walk up, you know, and just be like, yo, dog, I'm supposed to be DJing for you. You know what I'm saying, homeboy? Man, I ain't like that.
Right. You want to make sure shit was right before
yeah.
You just start unloading this shit. Right.
Yeah, for real. Because you know how people be acting. No, man, I'm a. You know how people be acting. I'm a DJ for you, Sean. Man. So, but it was just so funny, man. Seeing the look on his face like, man, where's your equipment? You know? So, I'll always remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's standing at
the back door, you know? And all of a sudden, Mastermind walks out, and he's like, yo, what's up, Keith? And I'm just like, he's like, yo, what's up, Keith? Mastermind.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, man, what's up, man? You know, gave him a hug and everything. And, man, hanging out with those guys all day and all night, man, was something I'll never forget.
Man, yeah, that's amazing. I mean, all those different legends in the same place at the same time. And you helped make that happen, man. Shout out to you for doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's what, you know, being supportive of the underground is all about. We got other guests that are going to be on here shortly, Detroit Unplugged Radio. But before you go, give everybody your social media links and, you know what I'm saying, let them know if they want to get in touch with you or get some music or whatever or shows. What's the best way they can get at you?
Most definitely. You can always hit me up on Facebook. You know, I'm always on Facebook. I keep it just one. I don't have Reverb Nation, Audio Mac, and all that stuff. I just keep it one outlet is SoundCloud. You can find Another Level Music on SoundCloud. You can reach me up on Facebook. But, yeah, man, much shout-out to my homie A-Rock over at Detroit Unplugged, my boy Chris Bondi, and Super Smash Bros. Definitely in the building. So
we're
taking over.
Shout out to the Super Smash Bros,
man.
And you too, man. I want you to come out again in the future, man. It was good talking to you. I'd love to have you on anytime. Real talk.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. I got nothing but love for Prez and Mac J and the Murder Master Music Show, man. Nothing but love and respect for you boys. I appreciate everything y'all do, man.
We appreciate you as well, Skywalker, man. Thank you very much for coming on the show. And like I said, man, you're welcome back anytime, brother.
Man, that sounds good, man. Y'all be easy out there. Take care.
Most definitely. Man, I tell you what, man, shout out to DJ Skywalker. Hell of a guy, man. Hell of a guest to come on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And represent, you know what I'm saying, share some of his experiences in the game and, you know, tell some great stories about, you know what I'm saying, just watching, like, Esham perform standing next to Kay Reno. And Kay Reno's like, turn up the mic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy shit right there. That's crazy shit. I'm going to bring back on the homie Brandon,
know what I'm saying? Because he's the one that hooked me up with, you know, Detroit Unplugged Radio. What's up, Brandon? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Man, Detroit Unplugged Radio, these guys, you know what I'm saying, they're doing good things for the underground. They're bringing, artists on, and they're showcasing guys that normally wouldn't have a chance to be showcased, you know what I'm saying, as well as legends and pioneers. Before I bring them on, tell me a little bit about them. Like, how did you find out about these guys?
Well, I originally, like, just heard of them through, I love Michigan music. So, like, they had a lot of, like, you know, people we listened to on their show. And then when they had Monte Cristo on, a horse trainer, that's me and Monty, we're pretty tight. So I was like, I was going to call in, but I called just a little too late. But I ended up chopping it up with A-Rock, and it just kind of, you know, like he showed us, you know, showed us love. And I was like, man, we really like what you do too. So whenever I found out they had Exit Only and Caliber on, I'm like, man, those are our people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're our family and shit. So,
hell yeah.
The idea, you know what I mean? The idea just came. It's like, man, we're all supporting the same people. Let's send a message. You know what I mean? Like, this is how it's supposed to be done. We're supposed to show each other love. And you know what I mean?
You got it exactly, man. It's real important. You got to stay connected because, like, me and Mac, you know, every once in a while we'll sneak into the mainstream with some news. You know what I'm saying? Like today we had DJ Paul in there, but we also featured our homies, you know, BKB and Relic Killer, Deified Records.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Who've been hella supportive of our show. They were able to get in there too. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be able to build these connections with the underground. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on Detroit Unplugged Radio, man. Say Rockinism. How you guys doing, man?
Hey, what up, Doe? How you fellas this evening, man?
What's going on with it, fellas?
Yeah,
man,
listen, we are blessed this evening, my brothers, and certainly it's an honor for myself and Ism to join forces, so to speak, on this evening. It's a beautiful night to celebrate hip-hop, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad that you were excited to come on here, and, you know, I'm glad that you agreed to have Scott or President Mac Dre on your show as well.
Man, we're looking forward to that. Real talk.
Yeah, I just appreciate what you guys do, man. You guys are supporting a lot of the same artists we support. You guys have the same mentality as what we do. You know what I mean? And, me and you had a private conversation. And we talked for almost a whole hour, man, because we had so much in common with what you're doing, what we're doing. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that you were down to be on here. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it's an honor to have you.
Well, listen, first and foremost, thank you guys, man. It means a lot to us to know that we're making a difference. You know, to me, to myself and Ism, we've been involved in hip-hop for so many years that it's our honor to give our forum to the listeners three times a week. So, and just to kind of roll off what you guys were talking about, it's very important that we move forward as a global family in the name of this real hip-hop stuff, because for some time that kind of got away, but there's always been a great backbone and a great foundation in which our culture has grown over the years. And it's important, especially moving forward in 2017, that we move forward as a global brotherhood.
You're right. You're 100% right, man. I've said this for years. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way we're going to send a message to these major labels and these big payola DJs that are playing nothing but garbage. We got to stand together and support good music from the underground, you know what I'm saying, as well as the legends and pioneers that have been forgotten about. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys, you know what I'm saying, did great things in the 90s, were platinum, did all kinds of things, and no one even talks about them no more. Like the K Reno 7 album thing. That's a phenomenal feat in hip-hop history. You know what I'm saying? No one's ever done it before, yet no one's talking about it in hip-hop media. I had one outlet, I believe it was Ambrosia. They told me, oh, I'm sorry, we won't be interested in this. Like, then you're not hip-hop. You're not representing the fucking art. You know,
yeah.
It's crazy,
you know,
man.
Back when I was a young man, and God bless those days, you had to have
exactly.
a certain degree of, you know, and we were raised in some great days. I mean, that's when, you know, you had to really
yeah.
have a lot of skill to be noticed. There was, you know, we made fun of times that may suggest we may have cats like we see nowadays being recognized for hip-hop. It's not hip-hop, man. Hip-hop is the elements, you know, recognizing the DJ. And, you know, for instance, we had DJ Too Tough from Tough Crew on our show. What a historic night of hip-hop that was for us.
Yeah.
It was so special, man, because, you know, people like that really represent hip-hop and our culture to the fullest, man.
And you had didn't you have Curtis Blow?
We did. We recently had Curtis Blow, and God bless him, not too long after we almost lost him.
Before that.
We booked it, and he had, you know, he had some situations happen, and we had, God bless him, he wasn't even back to 100% yet, and he came on our show, and he was celebrating with us. And we got to celebrate his career, man. It was a special night.
Yeah, man, that's what it's all about.
Listen. Bro, he told us of exact situations that he could remember when hip-hop was actually created. Like certain nights where, you know, and back in those days, man, there was a lot of slumlords that burnt these apartments down in New York, in the different boroughs, you know what I mean? And he talked about nights where, you know, they would have to wire up their electricity, man. They would have to really to rig that shit up to where they could survive because no one had money to get out of the area. You know what I mean? These are hard workers that were getting by with this minimal cash. So he told us about nights that were, you know, kind of just portrayed how hip hop really was brought to us, man. And it was great to hear about that conception, man. What a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and he's doing great things with the Universal Hip Hop Museum. We did a round table with him. Man, who else was on that, Mac? There was a lot of people.
Shit, it was him.
The inventor of the Scratch.
Before we found out about Bambada and shit, too. It was before Bambada.
Yeah, it was before the news broke of Bambada. Otherwise, believe me, we would not have had his ass on the show. But but it was a dope roundtable speaking about the roots of hip-hop, like you're talking about. And Curtis Blow is just reflecting, you know what I'm saying, on the early days. And the Universal Hip-Hop Museum, they're actually going to have exhibits and virtual exhibits they got online right now. And, you know, we need to support shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's, certainly.
Otherwise, the preservation of this shit is going to go out the window. And that's why it's important, you know, that there's people like you guys, because you guys, by having these shows and having these guests on there and shedding light on these different artists in the underground, you're able to help preserve this shit. And that's the thing, bro.
And I don't mean to cut you off. We have to preserve it, and we have to teach these kids, because, bro, we have a lot of young kids that also listen to Detroit Unplugged Radio. We got to teach them the catalyst in which we were raised. See, that's the important thing.
Right.
We set the bar at a certain level and teach the kids what hip-hop really is and recognize all the pieces and all the greatness to our culture. If we don't celebrate those times, if we don't celebrate the Dana Danes and Cosmo D's and Reddy Reds and Raheem's and Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five and Awesome Dre, Rockbox, et cetera, you know, we don't celebrate those artists, then we kind of gets lost in time, man. It's really important that we move forward remembering our catalyst, man.
We need to know who invented the scratch, who was the first to make Tony Montana sing on a record. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Those are important key factors in hip-hop, you know, and a lot of people get credit for shit they never did, like Chance the Rapper with Acid Rap. You know what I mean? It's like a dude created that 20 plus years prior to you coming out with that mixtape, you know?
Shout out to Isham. I got to say, man, our homeboy, he's the creator. You know, real acid rap will never, ever die. The wicked shit will never die, man. Isham and Mastermind, I want to give a shout out to those. Those are our homeboys.
I always wanted
to hear that TNT solo. First one was Tony Montana, Mob Music, I believe, and then I think the Suicide Bomber. I was always, like, hyped for those. Like, oh, man, I hope that shit drops. And sadly, you know, he was taken too soon. Rest in peace to TNT.
Rest in peace, he actually
died about a year after, almost to the day, Lord Infamous passed away.
Yeah.
which was another huge loss. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Lord Infamous. What do you think of, like, groups like C to Six that are carrying on the tradition of, like, 3-6 Mafia and stuff like that? And when usually a lot of the young guys are going in that swag direction, I think it's important.
I think it's important because to me that's a raw form of hip-hop. So, you know, it's important to me as an MC. I mean, I really respect hip-hop in its truest form, to put that true hip-hop armor on and to teach these kids to listen to crews like that and to real hip-hop in its rawest form, I think is very important.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, definitely.
I don't like this watered-down shit, man. I'm not a fan of this radio shit. I'm not a fan of anything that puts people outside the box as far as proclaiming what hip hop is. Because, dog, this shit is retarded. I remember we were talking about this story from back, you know, when I watched In Living Color back in the day. And they would actually make fun of what they thought rappers were. It was a comedy, man. We never thought in a million years that we would see clowns in the industry like we see nowadays. And really what the industry is promoting, the evil that exists in the industry and the serpents that slither around in the industry. For the love of baby Jesus, fellas, moving forward in this new year, we are going to celebrate real hip-hop. And we're not going to be quiet about it. Listen to me now. We're not going to be quiet about it. There's times to be abrasive. And for the love of hip-hop brotherism, we're going to do it this year. We met family in this shit. Brothers moving forward, and you guys are our new families. Hopefully we can all move forward in that cause.
Yeah, definitely. I've been doing it half my life, man. You know, I'm 38. I've been doing it since I was like 15. And I've watched the different stages of the game just like you have. I've seen it slip to where it is now, and it's like, but hold up, we're still hearing dope music where we're at. We're still hearing lyrics and substance and fucking talent, which I'm going to go to a break right now. We're going to get a little glimpse of that. This is K. Reno's Flash Backwards. It's, I forget which one, but it's off of one of his new 7 albums, which all motherfuckers need to go get. And then we're going to be right back with A-Rockinism of Detroit Unplugged Radio, followed by the homie Chris Bondi with the Underground Takeover Cypher. Don't go nowhere. This is the Murder Master Music Show. You only at UGSforLife.com. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah. UGS
for Life. Flash backwards. What if we could? What if we could on our own?
The mind triggers an action.
What if we didn't have a choice?
The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never.
A picture captures a moment. A song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit. The world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action. Your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. A picture captures a moment. The song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit. The world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action. Your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. Here I stand, a full-grown man, assessing my future plans from the point where I am. My memory opens up and then it starts to expand, and aspects of life began to be reran. Normally I'm moving fast, no thoughts of the past keep. Now things from childhood are more vivid than last week. Recollections from my far and immediate past creep. Feeling partially sedated, or should I say half sleep. Had to sit down and think what's happening in my mind. How come my brain is now just recapturing the times? I could see my whole history in flashes of my prime. Clear visions of my existence are graphically defined. Nothing blurry or cloudy, they definitively come. Instead of tapering off, they continually run across my timeline, diametrically directed, manifesting quicker than my aptitude to process it. A picture captures a moment. A song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit. The world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action. Your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. A picture captures a moment. The song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit. The world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action. Your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. I can feel myself going back,
going back.
I can feel myself going back. I've seen it all and done it all without knowing that. When the trouble winds blow at me, I'm blowing back. How can all these thoughts navigate this fast indeed? 24 billion miles per second is the average speed. I'm still alive, I ain't dying, don't confuse the game. Life ain't flashing before my eyes, is traveling through my brain. Building up my character to face a better foe. Preparing me for for something bigger than I'd ever know. Some of my points of stress have not been honestly addressed. Can't be my best with dark moments subconsciously suppressed. A total sum of me is what I made it become. All categories of life consolidated is one. You have to make your life do it, not do what it makes you. You have to take the world over before it overtakes you. It captures a moment, a song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit, the world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action, your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. A picture captures a moment, a song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit, the world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action, your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. The cause will soon materialize shortly. A couple of hours of thought to 5 years off me. Light strikes my eyes, I'm instantly energized. Within a matter of minutes, I looked and I'm 25. I smile when I arrive, celebrated all the way there. When I reached 22, I was wishing I could stay there. But I kept going backwards, looking younger in the mirror. Every stage that I entered played music from the era. It was beautiful as ever, I was youthful, I was clever. Didn't want to move from it because I knew that it was better. I slipped up my teen years, now whether spoken or not. I feel that I'm going too far back, hoping it stops. Middle school, elementary school, no longer older. Now I can't talk, I can't even walk, I'm in a stroller. Then back to the day of birth, somehow I remember though. Back into the belly, changing from fetus to embryo. Then a sperm cell exit in the egg in reverse. Then out of the memory of both parents I dispersed. Wow. Then I heard a voice say how ungrateful that I had been. It said when you appreciate life, I'll send you back again. A picture captures a moment, a song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit, the world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action, your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. A picture captures a moment, a song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit, the world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action, your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. A picture captures a moment, a song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit, the world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action, your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told, yo.
And that's one of my favorite tracks right there, because you hear how he just, like, he made his life go in reverse. You know what I'm saying? In that
hell
last
yeah.
verse, that was crazy. Let me bring back on Detroit Unplugged Radio.
We always flip the shit, man.
A-Rock and Ism. Now, that's the type of music I like to hear, fellas, because it's got concept to it. It's got lyricism, talent. What are your thoughts on an artist like K-Reno?
Just a really, really good example of what the kind of hip hop I love, and it's cool because hip hop offers you so many different subgenres. You know what I'm saying? So with Reno, I think he's got just a really great MC. I was telling Ism, what a nice smooth flow, what an enjoyable song to listen to. It's just the type of song where I could kick back and enjoy the content because it's just as great as the application.
Oh yeah. I told you, man, this dude. He's hell of appreciative of real hip hop, man. This dude's passionate about it, man. Like, me and him had a great conversation about a couple weeks ago, man. That's why I'm glad we got to make this show happen, man. I really wanted these guys on.
Yeah, hey, we're glad to be here, man.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here, man, because it's good to bridge the underground, because, you know what I'm saying? If we don't come together as a whole, you know what I'm saying? And it's pointless. I also want
to
shout out First Fam Radio out of Trenton, New Jersey. Those are our people, too. We've had them on the show. We've been on their show as well. They're doing the same thing.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? They're shedding light on the music that needs to have light shed upon it. So, again, I salute you guys, man. Out of all the shows you've done so far, what has been your most memorable?
Oh, man, dude. We got a few, though, bro. There's a few. I would certainly put Curtis Blow in like the top three, but I would also put Isham in the top three.
Yeah, Isham's in there too, man.
I'd put Spice One up in maybe in the top five. I don't know. We've had so many great shows. If I had to say one, personally, being that I learned from the man, and I'm honored to say that I knew him when I was a young man, and I learned from him, Isham is probably was my most thrilling episode of Detroit Unplugged Radio.
Yeah, because you used to do music, right, A-Rock?
Yeah, you know, I was an MC for years and years, bro. I did a lot of battle rapping. I never really launched my career the way it should have. You know, I made a lot of mistakes. I was a knucklehead. I was out making babies and running amok. You know, and God bless that because I have great kids and I'm a father before I'm anything. But as an MC, I kind of learned over the years when I hung the mic up, we found radio, and we really learned that. I think that was the plan the whole time. You know, I didn't need Specs Howard for this. You know, we gather as one weekly to celebrate our culture, and I think we do it and we have some kind of entertainment value, thank God. You know, man, God bless it, man. I think that we really found our niche in radio, and it's helping do just that. You said bridging that gap. Listen, man, we need to make sure these kids come up the right way. And we need to make sure, dude, it's not going to be easy, but we can't be quiet with it. We got to make a lot of noise. We got to move into 2017. You said, you know, we got a lot of radio shows moving forward together doing the same damn thing. We got to be noisy about it. We got to flood the market with our promos. We got to make sure everyone knows that we're there, because once they tune in, they're going to fall in love with it just like we did. And that's the thing. That's where we got to get to.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I
reached out. Hell yeah. I agree.
I'm a fan of your show. Like, I didn't hit anybody else up. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't hit any other radio people up. Like, I'm a fan of what you guys do. I really enjoy your show. So that's originally why I got in touch with you, just because I like what you're doing, man.
Salute. Hey, we all got to do it. I think if we all do it, we stick together, man. We keep our vision clear, and we stay unified. That's the key. Unification. Moving forward into 2017, me and Ism are thrilled because we know what's to come, man. We know what kind of noise we're going to make along with our brothers.
How did you meet? What's his relationship with you? Like, how do you know Ism?
Me and Ism, man, we started out rapping together back in 1994. I actually started a lot in 93, my apologies, in a group called Lunacy. We were part of the Blood Circle with, back then, was House of Crazies and Crazy Clan, which was Anybody Killer and Lavelle from Psychopathic. I don't know where Lavelle's at now, but certainly with a lot of the legends in the horrorcore and acid rap genre. So that's where we met. We became friends, man. We started emceeing together, and the rest is history, man. We just became really good friends and brothers over the years. We eventually graduated into working with DJ Butterfingers from Basement Productions, you know, infamously known for his work with Eminem. And I'm proud to have absorbed a lot from M as well, as a young man being in Basement myself with Flim Flam. So I got a chance to learn a lot. When I met Ism, man, he brought a lot to the table with his knowledge, and it certainly meshed well. It was a great marriage of ideas, along with all the other greatness that I've absorbed over my career. Meeting Ism and Lunacy was probably the highlight of my career, outside of Eminem and Esham and all the other greatness, of course.
Yeah.
Ism's with you right now, right?
Yeah, he is. I'm a loudmouth, bro, so sometimes I overshadow Ism. That's why we work. I don't talk and he does.
Okay, well, let me get Ism. Let me get your top three shows that you had. Who's your top three favorite guests you've had?
Curtis Blow is definitely my number one. Man, we've had so many. Seven the General was one of my favorites. And Trick Trick was a good show, too.
It was a good show.
So I'll go with those three.
Trick Trick was a damn good show.
Yeah.
I bet, man. Trick Trick and Seven the General, both, man. They're both good dudes, man. I just got in touch with Seven the General. I hit him up on social media. I talked to him the other day. He's good people.
Real good guy.
Yeah,
he's one of the guys.
And that's cool because, what's cool about that, and we talk about it often, is we meet a lot of great MCs. Nolan the Ninja, Aztec the Barfly, Mo Dirty, Super MC, Guilty Simpson, Fat Father Ford, fucking King Gordy, all great guys. You know, all similar vision. You know, a lot of them had the same, upbringing in the hip hop as we did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What's cool is to see that. When you start interviewing a lot of these great MCs and great DJs, you start to see like a pattern. Like, yo, you were made to do this. Because we've talked to 100 other MCs that were made to do this thing. And that's why we're here, gentlemen. That's why we do this thing.
Hats off to you guys, man. Hats off. That's exactly why we're here, too. And
right.
Trick Trick, man. Shout out to Trick Trick. I interviewed him many years ago for a magazine called Street Masters. And he was a real humble dude, real humble individual. He wasn't too humble to Trick Daddy, but that's a whole different story.
That's for another day.
That's for another day,
bro.
Another day.
But
listen, bro, I gotta say, and I don't mean to talk over you, bro. I know we don't have a lot of time because you got a lot more show. But I do gotta say, man, hats off to you guys as well, because me and Ism, for a long time, we didn't know if there was other radio shows that really did it like we did it, you know. And I know you've been doing it for fucking years, and bro, we really, really appreciate what you're doing. You know, we feel the shockwaves of you cats as well. So I just wanted to say that before we parted ways for the evening, that we really we want to tip our hats to you guys as well, man.
Man,
we really appreciate it.
That means a lot, man, and most definitely, likewise, man. We definitely we appreciate what you guys are doing for the game. And if people are listening, if they want to tune into your show, what's the best way they can do it?
There's a few different ways, man. We got different options. You know, obviously, we're part of the Blog Talk family, so we always have links that we put up on our Detroit Unplugged Radio Facebook page. But, yo, if you got your pen, jot it down. It's blogtalkradio.com/Michigan United Broadcast. You can also go to DetroitUnplugged.com. That's the one-stop shop for all of, you know, the Blog Talk info and all the other news and updates. That's under construction right now. So what you see, if you go to DetroitUnplugged.com right now, certainly it's not the what you're going to get here in the next couple months. But also, big, I want to say, man, we got a couple shows hitting you moving to into 2017 with Big D's Music Toss-Up each and every Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard. And, of course, Detroit Unplugged, man. We got a lot of great things. Check us out, man. All the social media is Detroit Unplugged Radio. Certainly, you can tune into our live feed on Facebook each and every night. That's both shows. And, man, we're just bringing a lot of greatness, man. Our objective moving forward, man, is just to pedestalize real hip-hop and make sure people smell that shit again. Gang, this stuff's going to be nostalgic, and I'm glad we're brothers with you guys now. That way we can all experience this thing when it gets to where we want it to be.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely. Most definitely, man. Thank you so much, A-Rock and Ism. Detroit Unplugged Radio is the show. Make sure you check these guys out. They're doing the real deal for hip-hop, and we appreciate you guys, man. Thank you so much. And we look forward to having you guys on again in the future.
Hey, thank you guys, man. Be blessed. One love. And, man, have a great new year, man.
Yeah, we look forward to having you guys on.
Yeah, we're going to have a fun show when you guys take over Detroit Unplugged Radio, by the way. Those promos will be up soon.
Oh, man. Yeah. Thank you. You have a wonderful new year, too. And, yeah, we look forward, everybody, January 4th. You know what I'm saying? Murder Master Music Show is going to be on Detroit Unplugged. Thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate that, man.
Be blessed. One love.
And that was, I'll tell you, a hell of a show, Mac. First, the homie DJ Skywalker comes through. Then Detroit Unplugged.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll bring back on the homie Brandon. Now we got, you know what I'm saying, Chris Bondi. This is the homie all the way up in Canada. You know what I'm saying? This guy, you know, he loves the underground. He actually put together a cipher full of MCs from all over the place, you know what I'm saying, and just out of his love for the music, out of his love for the underground. Let me bring him on. What's up, Chris?
What up, man?
What up? Welcome to Murder Master Music Show, episode 325. How are you doing, brother?
What's going on, Chris?
It's going good, man. What's going on, guys? Scott, Brandon, Jay? Thank you for having me, and
it's good to finally talk to you. I mean, you know, we've been knowing each other on Facebook for a little while, some years probably, I would imagine. But your love for music, it runs deep. I mean, it goes back, you know what I'm saying, a long ways, man. When did you get involved with music, Chris?
I was about 11 years old when I picked up my first rap album, and it was a cat from Toronto, Maestro Fresh West. Have you heard of him?
No. Enlighten me.
It's old, man. He's like, let your backbone slide. I don't know. It's just some Toronto cat. And then I got onto Eazy-E, NWA. Kind of the same story as Keith, man. But
yeah.
I got on, and then I discovered Isham around 91, 92 with Judgment Day. And it was
That was a good album to come up on for your first Isham introduction.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was
definitely
blown away. At my young age, I never heard nothing like that before. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, whoa.
There was nothing out there like that at all. It was
nothing.
Way different. The samples he was using was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Beatles. He's using the Beatles in me.
You know.
hell of a song.
Yeah, ever since I've been down with Eshawn since, man. 26 years
yeah,
or so.
That's why I wanted to show you some love, Chris, because I mean, there's a bunch of people on social media that are just fans of the music. But like, you actually do a lot, and like, it goes beyond just Facebook. Like, you know, the shit you do actually makes, you know, a little bit of a difference. Like, you know, you got a good relationship with Dice, you know, and shout out to Dice.
Oh, Dice is my homie, man. Man, shout out to Dice.
Rappers.
Yeah, that,
one of the hardest rappers to ever spit on the microphone, Dice, man.
I tell everybody, man, I know hip-hop from all over. I would put Dice up against anybody. Like, Dice is the rawest dude. Like, you know what
yeah.
you're getting every time, and he just brings it. He brings his A-game on every fucking, every song he does, man. I fuck
everyone.
Him. Yeah, I mean,
highly. And I ain't gonna lie, back in, like, back when he dropped Black Monday, I ain't gonna lie, dude, I hated him, man. I was like, what the fuck? But then, you know, I didn't like that song.
I reviewed that album, and I was cool with Eshawn. I mean, like, the same year I reviewed, like, fucking Wicked Worldwide, you know what I'm saying, From the Vault and shit, bootleg. So I reviewed the Dice album, too, and I was like, because I liked it, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, wow,
was
he went in.
Man.
He went in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's cool.
It hurt my feelings, though, at that time. Like, it was like he was dissing my favorite rapper, man. And I was like, fuck him. But then, you know, I just go up, right? And right now, today, that's probably my favorite diss track ever. Is Kill If You
Can. Yeah, every time we talk about diss records, you always bring that one up. You know,
man,
know.
That's hard.
With that because
did he use so many references in one song? Like,
yeah.
So many references? It was just crazy.
He took his songs and albums and flipped it around. That was clever. It's a lyricist right now.
Very clever.
Fucking lyricist.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm sure they both, like, just, you know, it's in the past. Like, I'm sure, like, I mean, we know Eshawn and Dice are cool, and I hope they make more music together very, very soon. I think they will. So,
I hope they do.
I'm sure Eshawn appreciates the fact that Dice was at least creative. When he made that song.
Oh yeah,
you know,
he has to, man. If he does, of course he does.
Just for the sake of hip hop, like, I'm sure that Eshawn's like, all right, well, at least you put the effort in. You didn't just say fuck you, Trump. You know what I mean? Like, Dice is very creative. But the Suicide Pact, Chris. How did you link up? I already know them. I already know this whole story. But just tell everybody how you linked up with them and what relationship you got with them.
Well, the relationship with Suicide Pact started with Don, actually. I met him through Facebook about, I'd say, 7 years ago. I was just in some Juggalo group, and I was doing my art shit that I do. You've seen it on Facebook. And fucking, he asked me to do him a piece for a flyer of his for one of his shows, Hollow's Gloom. And we just hit it off from then, man. And, you know, and then I got to know Mr. Skull, August, and Wrecked Hearse. And, pretty tight group, man. We're like a family.
Yeah, man. I talk to all you guys all the time, man. I think you're all good dudes, man. You guys got a lot of good music out there, and you're good at doing the graphics too, man. Cause you make graphics for Dice too, don't you?
I do for like, I kind of try to do it for anybody that I love, dude. Like just to help put them out there, like. I feel like I don't do enough. I wish I could do more, but you know, it's hard, man. Being out in Canada and so far away from the D.
You support these guys, you know what I'm saying, and they definitely appreciate it because so many of them are slept on, man. So really, it takes guys like yourself to shed light on these guys. You know what I'm saying?
It's what it needs. We need more guys like me.
Yeah.
Like just the takeover cipher thing. The whole reason I wanted to do this is because I got all these local groups that never really heard each other, right? Like CVS and the Suicide Pact was like, I want to get them to collab. And Smash Bros. And Suicide Pact just did a collab before that, so I thought that would be good. Man, I got J.R. Kane on there, the Sleepwalkers, and they all just did a track, and just, in my opinion, it came out fire. No.
Yeah, it's definitely a good track. Like, when me and you were first, the idea first came up, like me and you both were going to try to put together things that I thought what you were trying to do was dope. It was just the people that I could get. It probably wouldn't have sounded right. You know what I mean? Just because it's two different things. But I think for what you were trying to do, I think you accomplished it. I think it came out pretty dope. And, man,
thank
I've
you, man.
I've listened to it a lot, man. I think there's a lot of good verses in there. And I'm glad you did it because it came out pretty good, man. You know what I mean? And
it just feels good to bring these underground artists together, man. And, like, you know, now I am hearing that J.R. Kane's going to be on Suicide Pact's next album, and it's like, I feel like, you know, I helped make that happen. And it's like, that's what you guys were talking about earlier, about, like, all of us just, like, uniting
to
keep the fucking underground alive.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why.
So be on the lookout for part two of the takeover soon, man.
Cool.
Because
I ain't done yet. You might as well. I mean, I was just going to ask you that. Now that you put out one, is this going to be something that you're going to do more often in the future?
I'm going to try, yeah, because it's fun for one, and it's just so nice to get these artists together, and I want to try to get bigger names maybe on the next one. But even if I can't, it's just, there's so much good talent and just like that, you know what I mean? It's so like not even heard, and it's unfortunate. There's so much talent out there.
These guys are getting slept on. You know, like we were talking about the Camerino, the 7-album thing. It's like, it's fucking amazing. You know, like I remember when Esham, you know, dropped 2 albums on one day. I was like, wow, man, this is huge. Why ain't anybody talking about this? And now in 2016, I'm saying the same thing about Camerino with 7 albums. I mean, it's like that's a world record for any genre of any music. They need to recognize.
And it doesn't even get noticed.
They're not doing their job, you know, playing it. But if anybody wants to download this track, we're going to play it here in a second. Where can they download it at, Chris?
On Hightail. I don't have the link on me.
It's on YouTube.
I'll post it on your Facebook page, on the Murder Master Music Show page, and it'll be on there.
Okay, yeah.
And
we'll put it up on this show on UGSforLife.com. We'll make sure that the link is in the show.
It's
so
on
when you
YouTube,
download the episode,
right?
You can download the cipher as well.
Awesome.
Chris, isn't it on YouTube too?
It is on YouTube, yeah. Just type in the takeover or Suicide Pact the Takeover. It's on, yeah.
Cool.
It's on SoundCloud too.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, it's definitely the takeover. You know what I'm saying, Cypher? You know what I'm saying, CB?
Follow me
presents
on SoundCloud, CB of the Pack.
Yeah, give them all your social media and, you know what I'm saying, any shout-outs or anything. And, man, we really appreciate you coming on the show.
I want to shout-out to the listeners because without them, this shit wouldn't even be possible. Anything that we're listening to, because without these listeners, these people that only were buying their records because the shit ain't sold in stores, they wouldn't be making money, and then they wouldn't be making music. So shout out to number one to the people that are buying the shit.
Definitely.
And then number
most definitely. You know what I'm saying? The people without them, you know, there's nothing.
Yeah, they need to they need to sell records, man. Buy their shit. Look out for Dice Sick and fucking Lonely Ruthless Nigger coming out 2017. Look out for that shit and buy that shit. Dice needs your support. Fucking.
Oh,
it's
still help me on. He'll be on. I just talked to Dice the other day. He knows. He'll be on to promote that, whatever the hell else he has going on. You know, Dice, man, he's always happy to stop by on here, man. So, you know,
feel free to join us when Dice is on, man. Yeah, most definitely. The first time I think we had him on was about 3 or 4 years ago. And I thought to myself, that was the first time I ever interviewed Dice because I reviewed his music, but I never interviewed him before. I was just like, wow. I was like, this dude's really on the fucking show. I'm talking to this guy. Same thing with DMC and Chuck E, though, too. You know, I mean, our love is for the music. It don't matter if they're multi-platinum Rock and Roll Hall of Famers or if they're straight from the underground, you know what I'm saying, of Houston or Detroit or Chicago, whatever. If they're dope, we got to showcase them. We got to highlight them, and that's what we're going to keep doing. I salute you, Chris, for doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what
you're
doing.
Hey, you too, man. You guys are awesome. Oh, thank you for doing what you do.
Man, we appreciate it, and we hope to have you back on the show again in the future, for sure.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Chris, I always tell you, Chris, you need to start joining us, man. Call in, whatever, man. Like, anytime, man. You know, you're a good friend of mine, man. So anytime you got a question for somebody or something, just hit me or Scott up or Matt Jay. We'll let you on, man. Anytime you want to
call. Yeah, we got people that call in from all over, you know, from time to time. So, you know, more than welcome. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome. Thank you, Brandon. And I appreciate that, Scott and Mac J. You guys are awesome. And I just wanted to take this moment to thank everybody that did throw down on that cipher, CVS, Suicide Pack, Super Smash Bros., Sleepwalkers. Yeah, J.R. Kane. Thank you, guys. And it turned out really good, and check it out. Thanks.
Definitely, definitely. Here it is, man. Here, without further ado, this is the Takeover Cipher by the homie. All those, I can't remember him, but all those people that Chris just mentioned, he's the one to put together, and shout out to you. Shout out to all our guests tonight, DJ Skywalker, you know what I'm saying? A-Rockinism, Detroit Unplugged Radio. We appreciate all you guys. Tune in tomorrow night. We got the original Ghetto Boy, Sir Jukebox. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be on. And then tune in Christmas Day for the Gangster Nips Horrorcore Holiday Special. He's going to be on. He's got he's got the Landlord Trilogy that he's going to play.
Yeah.
So tune in to that Christmas Day. You know what I'm saying? And then the 28th, some more of our affiliates, Super Smash Bros, are going to be on along with Deadwalkers. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna have a dope show on the 28th there too. So man, we're gonna keep it moving. 2017. We'll see you guys. This is the Takeover Cipher, Murder Master Music Show.
Yo, what up? This is CB, and this is the Underground Takeover. I carefully selected 9 of the dumbest MCs of the Underground from Salt Lake City, Utah. I got Suicide Pack, Kokomo, Indiana. I got Super Smash Bros. From Houston, Texas, I got Sleepwalkers. From Ransom, Michigan, I got J.R. Kane. From Kitchener, Ontario, I got CBS, the Horror Chorus. Now these motherfuckers are gonna rip this mic to shreds. This is the Takeover. Now CBS, kick that shit.
I'm twisting necks like that bitch from The Exorcist. So for death, body's messaging. Excessive stress, got my head a mess again. Chris Bonnie got me racing HE to the double hockey sticks with the RLP. We a bunch of lunatics with sticks. Penmanship, crushing these damn waves. So careful when you step to this head. Hold the landmines, they explode with wordplay. So much dirt on my name. I'm writing and buried alive in the grave. Immersed from the dirt, disturbed nerves, they worsen. I'm known for this with the savage rap. I call it backwards rap, picking at your brain, postmortem. Why? Strictly out of boredom, my 2 cents, you couldn't afford them. Punch lines to make you levitate, alternate beats to make your fucking bones break. I'm throwing my hands off like I'm frustrated cannibal, drinking back a whole bad of battery, yeah, but now we're fully charged up.
Hello. Those crowning my foes obese, lyrically I'm a beast, feasting spiritually like a demon on MCs and leaving bleeding, fuck beef. I'm a vegan, there ain't no fucking reason to keep on preaching belief when there ain't nothing to believe in. Even Jesus and Muhammad can't stop this holocaust, brought by funeral pilot products like motherfucking bosses, plotting apocalyptic loss. This planet's off its axis and it's sad to watch these cops try and stop this madness, fucking mouth breathers out beneath your street and sewers, thinking eating manure to improve our influence. This wicked shit spit by kids, inflicted disrespect upon this culture. Swarming over my fucking head, waiting for my death like some vultures once again. This is your misstatement, scraping this page with my pen. Going way over your fucking head with this hatred, amen. A team gets committed. There isn't a victim listed, and I guess you fucking missed it, cause it's none of your fucking business.
J.R. Kane.
J.R. Kane lifts souls in the sky, defy gravity, bring family tragedy. Never try to battle me, known as your majesty. No technicalities if you approach as casualties, known as fatalities. Bring you to reality. The Glock spits doom underground, get consumed by the maggots in your tomb. Carcass in case erased from my mental decomposition to bad records of dental. Hot lead pencil, stolen rental. Inner spirit free, the beast never gentle. Murder essential to rise above the gods. Break dance on water, defy all odds. Corpses undersized, shallow muddy grave. Full whip beat that ass like a slave. I never gave a mad fuck for $5. Slugs rip through your gut like a Mack truck.
Mr. TKB.
Let me jump on a track, player one, level up and attack. Riding through the night, masked up in the leg. Throw your dead body in the trunk with the jack. Fuck all this rap, I got a blunt and some yak. Knife to your neck, gun to your back. SCB, you know I run with the pack. Mr. DKB, they love when I smash. Slashing and slicing shit, I'm so psycho sick. Fuck the world, homie, life's a bitch. So I'm high as shit, no denying this. My real suicide list, gon' ride to death. Nights like this, I wanna feel some blood. Feel your guts, fuck around and kill someone. I wear your face on my t-shirt and kill for fun. I'm a super smash bro, I don't feel no love.
Mr. Skull.
So keep it real or get real, no matter how the fuck you feel. You know we got the kind of rhymes that will force you to kneel. It's like we straight force choking in your eyes, we be poking. With your girlie on my cock, you know she won't stop stroking. It's that cream of the day, and you know what you'll be getting. I'll be coming in their eardrums every time that I'm fitting. Cause when we make these fucking records, we don't need your contract. The only thing we signing are these suicide packs. With no counterattack, you know we causing cataracts. If Mr. Scully keeps it wicked, that's a straight up fact. So spit it up or spit it out, and if you're having any doubt, you can tell them fucking bitches I said get the fuck out. Wicked rhymes, wicked tales. If it fails, so set your sails. No counterpoint to anoint. This train is flying off the rails. So fuck your industry and all your petty royalties. Cause all these MCs lining up will be your next casualty.
Razorback.
Blast off, never take my mask off. Racer X, you know I'm about to mash off. Flash off, haters being jack off. Sick 'em boys, hit 'em with attack dogs. Cast off, posing like a Mac boss. No shit, you're gonna take a flat loss. Back off or your hat's getting smashed off. Through my dirt, creeping like some black moss. Hacksaw, hit 'em in the glass jaw. Drunk as fuck, but I'm still making last call. Hit the glass wall, we making impacts. Hit the Smash Bros up for them hit tracks. Get back, we taking over shit. Got that frozen chick, getting motion sick. She be blowing dick, shooting lotion quick. And I'm out, one of the chosen bitch.
Wreck first.
Got kicked out of hell, I'm that creature of the night. I'm your dream, make you real, creeping in and out your mind. Getting wicked on the speed, tossing bodies in the lake. The anxiety, depression is more than I can take. So I block it all out when I grab the mic. Cool in the dark where I keep you in sight. Spread the sickness on vicious foot, still keep it real. I kiss the devil's hand and he seals the deal. Chilling 6 feet deep in the belly of the beast. Slap the devil in the face and now I walk the seat. Spewing fire, vomit, acid, only killers on this track. And these raps are like cracking, I'm dealing dope sacks. Suicide pack, got them angels crying. Hype enough to cause a heart attack and leave you dying. A pyro starting fires and crossing wires. Call me Michael Myers, cause I killed this cypher.
People led straight off the streets of Hell Town. Better watch your back and sleep, walk, don't fuck around. Southeast of Afghanistan, it's the tank over. Pop a bar, smoke a blunt, cause I won't be like sober. Shout out to TV for putting us down on the cypher. Your murder man, go ahead and turn up the synthesizer. Appearing out the dark fog, it's the Grand Reaper. Death on every corner, 1159 the Creeper. Watching fucking Richard Reed, suicidal lips. I'm the one that does the spirit out, calling the exorcist. I'm not the mark of the beast, but I will take a piece. Feeling bloodthirsty, my dicky still stays creepy. Standing all black, with my J's on my feet. Come at me sideways, you be late at 16. Murder man, got my back like his last name's Pat. He's walking in your house, that's a motherfucking fat bitch. Sleepwalkers in the cypher, looking like fire. Metal instrumental all tangled in some wires. Visual brainiac, megalomaniac. Reading your thoughts with your head in a bloodbath. Master of your dream, I'm not a man who sees forever. Guardians of the graveyard, the voodoo dictator. The rap prince of darkness, known as Murder Man. Beheading politicians and burning down the clan. I'm not apologetic and I call it how I see. It's Apocalypse 16, World War 3. Poverty and famine and death around the corner. It's sad but true, but America's a goner. The master of puppets opened up the gate. But we gon' sit back and watch the world burst in flames. Evil and murder, Poe, I'll soon represent. RIP 3-2, this is hell where we live.
You can't be.
yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC, and the place to be, the K-I-N-G, and the only place for me to be is right here on the Murder Master Music Show on UGS Radio, the place to be. You heard it from me.